From Press Communications, LLC, this is Jersey Shore Matters.
This is fun. Good morning and welcome to Jersey Shore Matters. I'm Valerie Seagraves, and the fun I mean is the first annual Paddlepalooza, Saturday, July 26th, on the Toms River. I've got Jeanette Brick here this morning from Island Heights Yacht Club. She is a past Commodore, which is a big thing, and currently the co-chair of this inaugural event. Hi, Jeanette, and thank you so much for being with me.
Thanks for having me. This is such an exciting opportunity.
This is going to be great. So let's start off with a little bit about you. I'm very interested in learning about the Commodore portion of your life, and then let's talk about the Yacht Club and the nonprofit element that is going to lead us into Paddlepalooza.
Sure. So Island Heights Yacht Club is a community yacht club that is right in the town of Island Heights, which is a quite old town that is just positioned in the Toms River. So that's where the Paddlepalooza will take place, at the Island Heights Yacht Club. And my role in the club for the last 14 years now has been in the management of the club, which is all run by members, and you process through different officerships in the yacht club, and the pinnacle of this is becoming the Commodore. Other people might see it as a president of the yacht club. And what's great is from that position, you can see all the different parts that make a yacht club really a essential part of many people's lives. The Yacht Club is a great place socially, but very importantly, we have a junior sailing program. As a past Commodore, I was very involved in getting more and more sailing to come to our Yacht Club for adults to learn how to sail and to supplement our children's program. So our children's program starts at 8 years old, and as an eight-year-old, you're allowed to be in a boat all by yourself. And that is pretty amazing stuff when you put an eight-year-old into a sailboat where they're in charge of actually steering the boat, setting the sails, understanding how the wind is going to blow. If it gets windy, if it gets light air, how do you get back to shore? If it gets windy and your boat starts tipping over a little bit, how do you right the boat properly? How do you sail the boat? And the children are all taught to actually sail a course. So they have to actually navigate around a course so that they're using all of their skills at one time. And the thing that's amazing about this is it teaches resiliency like nothing else can. Because if you're the only one in the boat, then you're the only one who is setting the sails or steering. And so
as you make your turn, as you set your sail,
you're having both the reaction of the boat and the reaction of the wind, and you're realizing you're the only person involved in making any change. This extends into their lives in so many ways because these children learn that they're in control of so many things.
So hang on one second.
Juniors, yeah.
What age did you say? 8 years old?
8 years old. At 8 years old, you're in what's called an Optimist Pram. It's a small boat, about 6 feet long, maybe 5 feet even. It has one sail, and it has both a centerboard and a rudder, and the children are learning to actually sail the three points of wind. You sail upwind, you sail across the wind on a reach, and you sail downwind, which means that the wind is behind you. So you're setting your sail differently to go to different places on the race course, which is set up like buoys. But the idea behind all of it is that you are the one in control. And at 8 years old, to learn that you're actually in control of something is stunning. And our children range from, say, 8 to about 16 years old. And then at about 16, many of our sailing program kids go on to become sailing instructors in other yacht clubs around the bay and the river. And this is an opportunity then for them to teach other young children how to begin. And many of the people learn to sail, my husband, as example, learned to sail when he was 8, and now he's 72, and he's still out there sailing.
I learned to sail as a young child, but not 8 years old. That seems really, really young. I was more like 12 or 13 when I learned, but I wasn't the only one in the boat. That just, that seems amazing.
Yep, yep. And you can see them often if you're ever on the Toms River. You can see all actually from February or March, even though it's cold, all the way through November. You can see the little kids out in these little tiny boats with coach boats, of course. There's lots and lots of safety involved in it. Everyone has a life jacket. Everyone's passed a swimming test. There's lots of supervision from adults. The children are taught what to do in many different kinds of adverse circumstances, and they're very well trained. So we don't just dump a child in a boat and go.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the kids actually will sail together in other kinds of boats, where we have some boats that are double-handed, where kids are also learning. And this is interesting because girls, as a part of our sailing program, our young girls, when they get into a sailboat at 8 years old, often they're very scared and they're fearful. And by pushing them through and having them address a little bit of their fear at a time, what they learn is that they're in control. And when you learn that at a young age, especially for a girl, you begin to realize there are a lot of things you can be in control of, and a lot of things that you might fear that you don't need to fear, that maybe it's best to push through and learn how you can attack something that's making you a little bit afraid. So what we have found as people go through our sailing program, especially those girls who have learned to sail early, also have learned to be leaders, and also have learned to take that craft of sailing and teach to others. And by doing that, I think they really learn that resiliency can come in so many different ways, but it all starts with saying, I don't need to fear something I don't know. I can learn about it, I can push through, and I can be individual on my own.
That's priceless.
It is. It really is. I have to admit to being a product of a sailing program in Lavalette, and definitely learned that, and it has done very well in my life. So I'm a big fan of it.
Did I understand you correctly that you had taken the sailing program, the kids' sailing program, really to heart and grew it while you were the Commodore? Is that what happened?
Yes. Yes. I actually decided that we had a couple of gaps. Our children learn to sail at 8 in general, but if you're 10 or 12 like you were, you also might want to learn to sail. And we actually instituted sailing programs for kids that were a little bit older so that they could actually join in a class of other 10-year-olds or other 12-year-olds. It's a little daunting to be a 12-year-old in a class of 8-year-olds. So we decided to add on to our sailing program, and these are sort of mini sailing classes. Our normal sailing program runs about 8 weeks in the summer from mid of June to mid of August. But then we have these sort of smaller classes that allow other children to join in at all different ages. So it's really something that kids can learn. But then also we decided to add in some adult sailing. And this has been really fun for us. So in adult sailing, it's you learning to have the same experiences where you're learning to control the boat. You're typically not the only one in the boat, like an 8-year-old. These are larger boats where maybe 3 or 4 people can learn at the same time. And what's really fun for them is a lot of these people, they have their children in a sailing program, and they thought, wow, I've never learned to sail myself. I'd really like to do that. And so we offer that as well. And that's been wonderfully fun to see adults all of a sudden realize this is such an interesting sport and a lifelong sport. You can sail for a long time.
I have a feeling that Paddlepalooza ties into this in some way. Would that be accurate?
It sure does. It sure does.
Tell me
Thanks
about
for
it.
Asking.
Mm-hmm.
So the Paddlepalooza is a very exciting event. It's all paddling. It's no sailing. And what we decided to do with this is we have a annuity fund that goes to supporting our yacht club for both the sailing program support as well as support of our very old clubhouse, which is 127 years old now. So it's an old Victorian clubhouse, and it will be open during the Paddlepalooza for anyone who wants to come and see it. It's really neat to tour it. And so this will be supporting the annuity fund that we have that is supporting our yacht club. And the Paddlepalooza is a great way for us to invite people who maybe have been paddling for all their time, stand-up paddle boards, kayaks, canoes, and maybe they haven't ever sailed, but they never knew what was happening down at the Island Heights Yacht Club. And this is a great way for us to include our community. It is really interesting that the forefathers who began our yacht club, their initial thought was the following: the object of this club shall be to promote yachting and rowing, to foster athletic sports on the water, and to promote general prosperity of Island Heights. And that was what our founding fathers wrote about our yacht club. So we think it's interesting that we're now also looking more at the rowing part of what we do, bringing a new sport to us. A lot of our members already do paddle boards, but we want to see the larger community join us as well. So really, we're hoping we can draw people from all over Northern Ocean County to join in on this fun event.
Do you think there would ever be a boathouse row like there is in Philadelphia?
You know, it's funny that you say that because the yacht clubs themselves almost look like a boathouse row when you come into Tom's River, because there are six clubs on the river already, and they're each very unique and beautiful. So even getting the opportunity to come down the Tom's River and see the different yacht clubs and understand that these different yacht clubs have all been racing sailboats since the late 1800s. So
the late 1800s.
You know, yes, yes. So 1898 is when Island Heights was first on the water. Bayhead Yacht Club was even earlier. Seaside Park Yacht Club and Ocean Gate Yacht Club. Those were the founding sort of yacht clubs in the area, all in the late 1800s. And they all raced sailboats against one another, even during that time frame. So pretty amazing. When you come to the yacht club, you will see all the championship flags that we hang in our ballroom, which will be open. And you can see just an incredible amount of sailing history and rowing history. So very exciting to see that.
How do we take part in Paddlepalooza?
Well, it's really easy to do. You can go to ihyc.com. And when you get there, you can click on the large button on the top that says Paddlepalooza 2025. As you mentioned, the event takes place Saturday, July 26th. You can register online, and that's what we really prefer, because when you register online, you get a free t-shirt. So it's our inaugural Paddlepalooza t-shirt, which is really great. And if you register in time, you get the free t-shirt with your registration. You can register on the day of the event, but we really prefer, if it's possible, for you to do it ahead of time so we can be well in planning. So there are two races. One race is 3 miles, and we call that the performance paddling race. This is for people who are longtime users of stand-up paddle boards, kayaks, canoes. These are people who really want to race. And then there's also going to be a 1.5 mile fun paddle. So when you register, you choose which one you are, a performance paddle or a fun paddle. And then we also have several classes of boats you can be in. So we have a single kayak, which is under 17 feet, and a single kayak over 17 feet. We have a double kayak, so you can be with another person. We have a single canoe and a double canoe. And then we also have stand-up paddle boards. So all of those together will be racing on these two courses that that we'll have created. Registration starts at 7 a.m. So after you've registered online, when you come to the yacht club at 7 a.m., you'll be able to get your t-shirt, your number for your craft. And then the performance paddle will start around 9 o'clock, and then right after that, the fun paddle. So you do have to choose whether you're going to be in the performance paddle or the fun paddle, which is the shorter race. The race will take place right in front of the yacht club, which, of course, has a perfect view of the start and the finish of the race. So we encourage families to come. We encourage everyone to come. And then there's a lunch afterwards that's being offered by Surf Taco. So again, you can register for the lunch online as well. And Surf Taco has been a great help in, and everyone loves their food. And there are awards for the winners. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Give me the website one more time.
Sure. It's ihyc.com. IHYC is an Island Heights Yacht Club. You'll be able to click right onto the Paddlepalooza button. It's right at the top of the website when you see it.
That's great. Jeanette, thank you so much for being with me this morning.
A pleasure.
Jeanette Brick from the Island Heights Yacht Club, past Commodore, and currently the co-chair of Paddlepalooza 2025. Thanks again for being here, and thank you for listening in this morning. Join me next week, same time, for another episode of Jersey Shore Matters. I'm Valerie Seagraves.
This was Jersey Shore Matters. Hear episodes every Sunday morning, right here on Press Communications, LLC.